Tuesday the 27th of November, Yud Zayin Kislev, Rabbi Shaya Karlinsky, turning Shabbos into Shabbos Kodesh.
Good morning. We're used to thinking of Shabbos as the day of rest, rejuvenation, a day to get out of the rat race, spend time with the family. We're going to see some Akairas, which will make us realize that Shabbos is much more than that, and hopefully our Shabbos will be a little bit different after we see and understand some of the real meanings of Shabbos. The first source is the beginning of Shabbos in Sefer Bereishis. Vayichulu ha-shamayim ve'aretz v'chol tzvam. Vayichal Elokim v'yom ha-shvi'i melachto yasher oso. Vayishbos v'yom ha-shvi'i mikol melachto asher oso. So Rashi is bothered by a basic contradiction in the pasuk. On the one hand it says Vayichal Elokim vayichulu ha-shamayim ve'aretz. Everything was finished. Vayichal Elokim bayom hashvi'i, he concluded an yom hashvi'i, vayishbos bayom hashvi'i. It sounds like he finished an yom hashvi'i, vayichal, which means to conclude, even though it says that he finished before that. It says Rashi, vayichal Elokim, source number two, vayichal Elokim bayom hashvi'i, ma haya olam chaser. What was the world missing after sheishis yemei breishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created everything, what was there still to do? Chaser menucha. The world was missing menucha. This is a famous Rashi, but I'm not sure that we think carefully and critically about this Rashi. Bos Shabbos, bos menucha, kolsa benigmara hamelocha. Menucha means to rest. Menucha means not to do anything. Menucha means to finish and stop. So that's not a chisoro. You just finish and you don't do anymore. What does it mean that the world was missing menucha? Why is menucha something that has to be? Especially Kafei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the famous kasha. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to rest, had to do menucha? And bos menucha kolsa v'nigmar hamelocha. Once there was menucha, kolsa v'nigmar hamelocha. It was concluded. What was finished because of the menucha? That's one question. Okay, then source number three, just so we should appreciate what Shabbos, what it says. Daber al b'nei Yisrael leimor, acha Shabbos osai tishmoru. So we find that it's osi, it's a sign between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's kodesh. What does it mean that Shabbos is kodesh? It's holy, it's sanctified. What is there about it that how does it manifest itself that it's kodesh? And then it says, Vishomru v'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos, pasuk tezayim. Vishomru v'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos, la'asos asa Shabbos l'dorotam, bris oilam. We have Shabbos being an os between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have Shabbos being a bris, a covenant, eternally. Beiniu ve'bnei Yisrael osi li'olam. It's a sign. Kisheishes yomim osa Hashem es haShamayim ve'esaoretz. And what is this? It's a sign between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 7 days. Right, what is this special sign? And we'll just skip now to appreciate the difficulty, because if Shabbos is such a great thing, right, that people like to say, we introduced to the world a 6 day work week. We introduced the idea that a person has to take a day off and not to work 7 days a week. And that's something that we invented, we transmitted to the world. So we have a big problem with that on a conceptual level. Because in source number seven, it's on the back page, the Medrash, Re'u, Ki Hashem nosan lachem es haShabbos. See that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you Shabbos. The Medrash is bothered by two things in this pasuk. The first thing is the word re'u. Lo hayatzarech lomar ele de'u. What are we supposed to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Shabbos, or see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Shabbos? How can we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Shabbos? It's something that we know. So the Medrash wants to know, what's the lashon re'u? If the goyim are going to come, the idol worshippers are going to come and say, "Lama atem osim es yom hashabbos bayom hazeh." We understand we need a day off, but why dafka on what we'll call Saturday and not on Sunday? Why dafka on Saturday? That's what they're going to come and say. Of course, that was. So our answer is on Imru Lahem Re'u. See. What do we see? She'ein Haman Yored B'Shabbos. We can tangibly see that there's something special about Shabbos, because the man didn't come down on Shabbos, so that's already something that we can perceive, that we can visualize, that we can see. So there was some concrete manifestation of Shabbos being the special day, so apparently that was already a problem. So we're already into the idea that, yes, we need a day off. We can't work 7 days a week. This 24-7 business that's evolved, everybody understands that that's not a healthy thing. But why Dafka on Shabbos? So something is special about Shabbos with the month. Then continues the Medrash. The Medrash is bothered by another element in the Pasuk. Mahu nosan lachem. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us? If the idea is a day of rest, if the idea is a day off, why is it uniquely given to the Jewish people? Nitna lachem nitna velo le'ovdei kochavim. It was not given to the non-Jew. Mikan Amru, and here's the raya that there's something else going on with Shabbos than just a day of rest and a day of rejuvenation and a day to spend time with the family and get back to ourselves. Because Mikan Amru im yavo'u me'ovdei kochavim. The yishmeru es haShabbos. A non-Jew is going to come and he's going to keep Shabbos. And at first glance we would say that's a great thing. Wonderful. You got the idea. You need to have a day off. Right? Lo dayom, not only she'ein mekablim schar, not only aren't they going to get reward, not only do we consider it not a meritorious deed, ela shechayavim misa. What? I understand you want to say it has nothing. It's a meaningless thing. A goy's going to come and put on tefillin. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. But that a goy should keep Shabbos, which is such an important thing, to stay misa. So look at the right, and the Medrash quotes a pasuk yom v'layla lo yishbosu, that the goy's tafkid in the world, the goy's responsibility is to make sure the world keeps running. We're going to talk about that in a minute to see why this is relevant. V'chein hu omer beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, that the os is between me and the Jewish people, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not anyone else. And look at the mashal. The mashal is very cryptic. It's elaborated in another place, but we'll elaborate on it from this lashon. Mashal lemelech, Yosef, umatruna Yosheves kenegda. You have a king. It's much easier for the British audiences to understand this than the Americans or the Israelis. You're sitting there. The king is sitting there speaking to the queen. Or today, since the queen is the ikur, the queen is sitting there having a private conversation with the king. And you're a butler, or you're the chauffeur, and you walk by as they're having a private conversation, and you stick your nose in and you join the conversation. So nowadays I don't think they have decapitation anymore, but in the old days you certainly would have been decapitated. You're mixing into a private conversation between the king and the queen. Well, Tate, what are you talking about? Moshe lemelech yoshevu matruna yosheves kenegdo haover beneim chayev misa. Somebody who goes and sticks in, and Mishas Arayim, sticks into a conversation. Chayav Misa. So the Medrash considers this, somehow or other, that there's some kind of a private conversation, or a private moment, if you will, going on between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, and the non-Jew who participates is like somebody who mixes into a private conversation with the king and the queen. And we're going to understand in a minute why it is considered like this. All right. Maybe we'll just to finish this point, we'll go back to source number 6, Rambam on Hilchos Shabbos. Besides the non-Jew being chayev misa for keeping Shabbos, which itself is a little bit amazing, since Shabbos is such a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing for the whole world. There's another aspect of Shabbos that's very strange. Says the Rambam, HaShabbos, the Avodah Zarah. Kol achas mishtehem shkula keneged shar kol mitzvot haTorah. The Rambam right away groups together Shabbos and idol worship, and says each of them is equated with all the mitzvot in the Torah. The Hashabbos hi haos shebein Hakadosh Baruch Hu uveinenu laolam. It is a sign between us and Hakadosh Baruch Hu forever. We're gonna have to see what the sign is exactly and how we manifest it. But lefikach, therefore, kol haover al shar hamitzvos, a Jew who violates mitzvos, he doesn't put on tefillin, he doesn't keep kosher, and he steals money, harei u b'chlal rishei Yisrael. So he's a Rasha. Right? A person who eats treif, a person who doesn't put on tefillin, a person who cheats in business, he's a rasha. That's all he is. Not worse than that. Aval mechalel Shabbos b'farhesia. But a Jew who violates Shabbos publicly, and you'll notice a word slipped in here that we weren't expecting, because the contrast was should have been between all Averos and Shabbos. But it's not all Averos and Shabbos, it's all Averos and Shabbos b'farhesia. Alright, you heard this before, but we need to know why is that such an important element. But a mechalel Shabbos b'farhesia, harehu ke'oved avoda zara. That is pretty strong language. A Jew who publicly desecrates Shabbos is equated with an oved avoda zara, mishneim kigoyim l'chol divreim. Halachically, we treat them as being outside of the camp. Okay, in conceptual terms. What the halacha l'maisa of it is a different question. But conceptually, the Oved Avodah Zarah and the Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesia are related to the same in the same way. They are traitors to the Jewish people. A person who steals, a person who eats treif, is a violator. He's not a traitor. Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, Shabbos B'Farhesia and Avodah Zarah, for some reason, he's considered a traitor to the Jewish people. Lefika. Meshabeach Anavi V'Omer, Ashrei Enosh Yatzis Ozu Ben Am Yatzik Bo, Shomer Shabbos Michal Kolash, okay? We have a significance of Shabbos. Now there's another halacha here, which there's a word thrown in, and we'll go back and see the source for it. B'chol hashomer esa Shabbos kihilchasa. That's fine. I understand. You got to keep Shabbos. Umechabda umeanga. He honors Shabbos, and he takes delight, meaning he indulges. Onik Shabbos is physical indulgence. Why is that? What's that important? Why is indulgence in physical ways, that's a requirement of Shabbos. Kifi kochor as much as you can. Mefurish v'kabolo shcharo ba'olam hazeh. Yes, there are tzarat sofen l'olam habosh and nemar. And we're going to see this pasuk again in a minute. Az tis aneg al Hashem. We're talking about Shabbos. If you delight, if you indulge, al Hashem, v'hir kapticha al babasei oretz, v'ha'achal ticha, nachalas Yaakov avicha kipi Hashem diber. We'll just throw in an idea, we'll point out that there's going to be something relevant to the parshios of these weeks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to feed us the nachla of, what does it say in the pasuk? He's going to feed us the nachla of, what's wrong with the nachla of Avram and Yitzchak? So the Medrash, the Gemara is bothered by that. What's wrong with the nachla of Yaakov and Yitzchak, of Avram and Yitzchak? Okay, and it says, I think I brought the source. No, I didn't. Okay, the source is a Gemara, which says that kol ha'maneges haShabbos noslim lo nachla b'li mitzarim. He gets a legacy, a nachla b'li mitzarim, unlimited nachla. Why, says the Gemara? Because he brings the pasuk in last week's parsha. Because on all the other avos, when they were given the nachla, it was limited. But Yaakov, the pasuk for Yaakov was Ufaratzta is bli mitzorim. So a person who is ma'anegas haShabbos gets nachla bli mitzorim like Yaakov. Those are the words. And I don't know about you, but I view that as hocus pocus. That's magic. You know, what's the connection between Onik Shabbos and Yaakov and nachla bli mitzorim? So we will understand this. Bez Hashem, we will understand this before the end of this year. Source number 4, please. Source number 4 is the psukim in the Mon, right before it's going to be Shabbos, and they already had the Hilchos Shabbos, and they knew already Hilchos Shabbos that what's Osur on Shabbos, Melacha is Osur on Shabbos, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, or Moshe tells them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them through Moshe, that Mon is going to fall, it's not going to fall tomorrow. And tomorrow is Shabbos, and you can't do malach. Look what the Torah adds. Vayomer aleihem, hu asher diber Hashem, Shabbos on Shabbos Kodesh, Lashem mochar. So we're standing on Erev Shabbos, and he says tomorrow is going to be Shabbos. Right? And therefore, no mon, eis asher tofu eifu, ves asher tevashlu bashelu. So whatever you want cooked, cook today. Whatever you want baked, bake today. What's wrong with that? With the section of the pasuk that says "Eis asher tofu eifu, ve'es asher tevashlu bashelu." So I'm not sure whether you know how to run a kitchen, but your wives know that if on Shabbos we can't cook and we want to have cooked food, what do we need to do on Friday? Got to cook. Got to bake. So what is the pasuk telling me? Bake and cook. That's home economics. The Torah's job isn't to tell me how to run my kitchen on a logistical level. You tell me I can't cook tomorrow, and I want cooked food. I think I could figure out for myself that I got to cook today. So what is that as part of the mitzvah of Shabbos? Es asher tofu eibul es asher bashlu b'shem. So we know that there are halachas in Mishnah Brewer. I'm not sure if I brought any of them here. 11. No, that talks about no. That's a different aspect. We'll get to that in a minute. But there are halachas. For example, one of the halachas is a person supposed to do laundry on Thursday. It's in Hilchos Shabbos. Do laundry on Thursday. Why? So because you may not have time on Erev Shabbos. Okay. And then now let's see, source 10 and 11. Osur ligboa be'erev Shabbos su'uda u'mishte she'eno rogil b'imei hachol. Person's not allowed to create a special suda on Friday that he doesn't normally have during the week. Ve'afilu hisudas erison. Look at that. Even an erison, which is a shtikl mitzvah, you're not allowed to make it on Friday. Mipnei kovad ha'Shabbos. And the next phrase you've all heard, but I'm not sure if you really understand it or appreciate why this is so. She'ikanesh l'Shabbos kishuhu to'ev lecho. Supposed to go into Shabbos hungry. You've all heard that. Why? Why? What's the purpose? What's the purpose? But look how strong this iser of not making a special suda on Friday is. The suda shizmana erev Shabbos kigod bris mila o pidyon haben. Stop right there. The fact that the Ramah had to bring up such an idea, what would you have thought? There's a halakha not supposed to have an extra suda on Shabbos. Comes along a bris mila, comes along a pidyon haben. Well, can you push off the suda till Sunday? So it should have been pashut that you can have it on Friday. The Ramah had to tell us chiddush that you are allowed to have. V'chein minag pashut. So you see that it's not pashut. If you have to tell me do it, and the minag is pashut, that means it wasn't pashut until then. Okay. V'lechol v'lishtos b'lik v'yasud afilu suda sheregila b'bachol kol ayamutzer lahatchil min adin aval mitzvah li'imana milikvo suda shenag b'bachol. Even a suda that you normally have, you're not supposed to have it on Erev Shabbos. Alright? And says the Mishnah Brura, source 11, Mutter, Dehigam kein suda smitzvah, vein lechosim evnei suda Shabbos. Mikol makom, lechatchila mitzvah lagdima b'shachrish mishum kvar haShabbos. It's better to do it early in the morning for the honor of Shabbos. This phrase, kavod Shabbos, we use it a lot. In a minute we'll try to understand what does it mean, where does it come from, and why is it so significant. Okay, because it's a suda's mitzvah, it's a bris, there's no choice. Okay. What is going on here that on Thursday and Friday we already have halachas of Hilchos Shabbos, and a goy who is shavas, right, is chayiv misa, and a Jew who's mechal Shabbos bifarhes, yeah, so he is. Basically, michutz l'machal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. And in this world, he's hidden or he's obvious? And he turned over the control of the world and the challenge of improving the world, developing the world, to man. So we are charged with agriculture, with science, making the world a better place. It's our job to cure cancer. It's our job to plant and to bring food out of the ground. Doing that gives man a greater sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu controlling the world, or it gives man a greater sense of his own power in the world. Even though it shouldn't be, then it's nice to say that if we see HaKadosh, it's not true. The more we control the world, the more we think we control the world. Right? And the more we think that the world is there, and without chas v'chalil, without a borei olam. And that's the structure of the world. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world. He set up the world so that there's laws of nature, and man controls the world, and that creates barriers between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man, because the more we're involved in the physical world, the more we distance ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the 6 days of creation are utilized, that man sees below the surface, and that he appreciates that there is a Borei Olam. That's not a pasha to think, because the world has to run, and the more the world runs, the less we appreciate the Borei Olam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu assigned the Jewish people a very special task. Your job is to stand up and declare for the world that the world has a creator. It's not obvious. We stand up and we declare that the world has a creator. Right. Now that was, of course, that's Shabbos. That was the one thing that was missing after the world was created. What's the concept of menucha? What's the concept of menucha? Menucha implies a kiyum of what I've created. Once I'm working, menucha as a positive thing rather than simply as a passive thing, menucha means that I have reached the tachlis. I have reached the purpose, and now I can maintain. It's a maintenance thing. So we talk about vayichulu, vayichal, but there's another word that comes along there, and that's tachlis. Tachlis means purpose. What was the purpose of the world? The purpose of the world is for man to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose. So we have to choose to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, in a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding, we need somebody to tell us what the Metzius is, what the reality is. There's a Medrash that says that a melech also lo chuppah. A king makes a chuppah. Ma hoysa chaseira. What was the chuppah missing? Kala. Shetikones lechuppah. King makes a chuppah. Well, he made a chuppah. What do you need? What's missing? What's missing when the chassan makes a chuppah? Everything's there except one thing. The kala. Kala has to come into the chuppah. That's the lashon of the Medrash when it talks about Shabbos. What's the comparison? So we already hear the word kala. Kala is from the word vayichal and tachlis, the purpose. HaKadosh, what's a chuppah? Chuppah is, we talk about a chuppah, we're not talking about the four poles and the satin thing that hangs on top. A chuppah in Talmudic terms is the home into which the chassan brings the kala. So what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a chuppah? He made a world. He makes a world. But the world is missing a tachlis. What's the purpose of the world? So the purpose of the world, the beginning of Derech Hashem, Ramchal Derech Hashem, if you understand it correctly, the purpose of the world is for man to choose good over evil. For man to choose to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, when the scientists today talk about, oh, if there is a creator to the world, why would he have created a world with laws of nature that require 15 billion years for man to evolve? Right? That's a raya, that some of the anti-religious, the atheistic scientists try to bring. Why would God have? But of course, we understand Pasha, that if that's how he did it, we're not sure exactly how he did it, but if he did it like that, or he certainly gave the appearances of it, he did it so that man has to choose to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That man could see a world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he chooses to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis. That's the purpose. So therefore, Shabbos is the day that we declare that the world has a purpose, the world has a creator. So that's the conclusion. That's the menucha. That's the purpose of the world. All the 6 days of creation are focusing towards man's recognition that the world has a creator and the world has a purpose. That's the kala. That's the tachlis. Now, where does Onig Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos come into all that? Where does the Goy Shavas come in? So, and this is an example that's probably better appreciated in America. I have to use a different example, but here, in America, I have to use a business example because they understand money. The British still understand royalty. You're invited to a private dinner with the Queen. You and three of your friends, and there's the Queen and a couple of other members of royalty, and you're invited to that dinner. And you come zooming in 2 minutes before the dinner's supposed to start in your running shoes and your sweatpants straight from the gym. And you sit down at the table and the waiter comes over and offers you the first course and you say, I'm sorry, I had a pizza on the way over. I'm not hungry. You're looking like, you know, that sounds like an American would do, right? How you talking? Could anybody conceive of doing such a thing? Why not? But I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry. Let's say you really weren't hungry. You had a big business meeting, you had a big lunch, and you're not hungry. What do you do? What do you do if you're invited to such a dinner? Oh, come on. You eat. You're not hungry. Why? Why do you force yourself to eat? So the eating is lechavod the malchus. The eating is lechavod. Or if you have a business appointment, you're trying to entertain a big client. This is where the Americans understand. You have a big client, man, he invites you to a big fancy dinner. You walk in, I'm not hungry. What do you mean you're not hungry? The whole point of eating is the kavod of the ma'amad. And you come dressed in fancy clothes because of the significance of the event, not because you're hungry. Now, of course, if you know that this is going to happen, what do? You make sure you're hungry, because you're going to have to eat. Because you have to be mechabed the ma'amad. Okay? So now, if we understand that Shabbos is important, then when we eat, ma'amed Shabbos means that we're recognizing that Shabbos is an important day. And the kavod is for Shabbos. And the clothes are for Shabbos. And the whiskey that on Tuesday could be indulgence, on Shabbos, if you did it, l'chaim l'chavod Shabbos, if you really did it like that, so then it's l'chavod Shabbos. Now, what's the mushal with the king and the queen? Because if we understand that the six sheishishimei amaseh is a barrier between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even for us it's a barrier, because we're involved all week in Parnassa and in Chol and in all kinds of things running the world. Running our lives in a way that appears to control the world. Shabbos, we have the opportunity to let go, and when we let go, what we've done is we've broken down all the barriers between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is the opportunity to experience a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have no opportunity to do the rest of the week, because on Shabbos we let go. On Shabbos we have the opportunity, we don't always do it, because our minds really are in all kinds of other places. So we don't appreciate and we don't utilize the opportunity. And that's very serious, because our Shabbos isn't utilizing Shabbos as it was intended. It was intended for us to declare that the world runs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Now, of course, we need the Goy to keep the world running, because otherwise HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be hidden. But we need to make that statement. So we're being given the opportunity to declare the purpose of the world, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with no barriers. And that in America there's a concept, dress down Shabbos. This Shabbos I'll take it, I could dress, I'll go informal this Shabbos. Okay, I'll order takeout this Shabbos. The whole point, right? If it's your wife's anniversary and you want to show her a real, you spend 2 days in the kitchen making a meal if you know how to navigate the kitchen. Right? Or if she wants to impress you, so she spends a whole day cooking a fancy meal. Right? She doesn't say, we'll go have takeout tonight. Because on your anniversary, you want to have something special. You want to know the time was spent in preparation for the special day. So that's why Hilchos Erev Shabbos are part of Shmiras Shabbos. Now, I know it's very difficult. This is not an easy thing to say in Britain when Lichtenstein is at 3:30 in the afternoon on a Friday. And I'm coming at the wrong time of the year. But the idea... maybe we'll just read to appreciate what we're supposed to be striving for. This is a quote from Rabbi Soloveitchik from America, was commenting on American Orthodox Jewry. Even in those neighborhoods made up predominantly of religious Jews, one can no longer talk of the sanctity of Shabbat. True, there are Jews in America who observe Shabbat, but it's not for Shabbos that my heart aches. It's for the forgotten Erev Shabbos. There are Shabbos-observing Jews in America, but there are no Erev Shabbos Jews who go out to greet Shabbos with beating hearts and pulsating souls. There are many who observe the precepts with their hands, with their feet, and with their mouths, but there are few indeed who truly know the meaning of the service of the heart, because we don't appreciate what's coming. We talk about Shabbos being Chemdas Hayomim. Chemda means I long for it. I'm focused on it. All the days of the week are supposed to send us focused to the time when we're going to be able to make a declaration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and we have the opportunity to do it. And a goy who tries to do it is viewed as somebody who came in the middle of a private conversation with the king and the queen, with the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we have such an opportunity, we get dressed up and we prepare and we long, and all the food that we have is like a royal banquet. All right, and we don't try to shortchange it. That's the true covered Shabbos. That's the true onik Shabbos. A Jew who doesn't make that declaration, or he publicly declares farkert, so he's basically a traitor to the Jewish mission. This is our mission. When we talk about the Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. What is the Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos? A very very strange connection, right? What is Mizmor? Everything that goes on there, Ish Bar Lo Yeda Ochsil Lo Yovin Ezos Befroach Hashoyin Koesibul. It basically it's talking about Rosha V'Tovolo Tzadik V'Ralo. And so the Meforshim say, because Befroach Hashoyin Koesib is because we understand that this world is only an entryway to the next world. We've heard Shabbos being Me'ain Olam Haba. You've heard of that. It's not because we're going to eat Shultz in Olam Haba. That's not why Shabbos is Me'ain Olam Haba. What is the relationship between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba? Olam Hazeh is the entryway, is the preparation for us to reach Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is a time when we're distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Olam Haba is a time when we get connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Olam Hazeh is the means. Olam Haba is the tachlis. All of those things are exactly the relationship in a microcosm between the 6 days of the week and Shabbos. It's the time when we're distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leading to a time when we're connected. It's a time of work, leading towards a time of purpose. So that's Me'ein Olam Haba. And Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos tells us that the world that we have, that we see here, is not its own purpose, but it's for a purpose beyond. That is the special day of Shabbos, that's the sanctity, that's the Kiddusha, that's what's special. And the own of Shabbos because of Yaakov is because Yaakov was able to be Makadesh, the world in every physical aspect. And therefore every physical activity that we do on Shabbos for the covet of Shabbos becomes more Kiddusha and more honor of Shabbos.